A college student was hugged by his girlfriend on campus. As a result, he was beaten up. Poor guy.
Ooh.
Beaten up by a group of students who are members of the Student Self-Discipline Committee. They say that hugging on campus is against the rules. Yeah, let's talk about the rules and what went on there when this poor guy got beaten up by fellow students.
Yeah, apparently at this Binzhou College of Shandong Province, you know, a guy, maybe he's saying goodbye to his girlfriend and, you know, wants to give her a hug.
Yeah.
Just a hug, okay? I mean, people hug their dogs. People hug their parents. People hug a lot of things. Some people hug trees, okay?
That's fine, but
yeah.
When you hug the opposite
but when you're
sex.
when you're hugging the opposite sex,
oh,
then...
No.
Then it's time for the College Student Self-Discipline Committee to come beat you down, apparently. Anyways, it was eight students who found the couple hugging each other. How dare they? And asked them to basically, I guess, report to the committee right away. But this triggered a clash. And seven, I guess, of the eight people from the committee beat up the student. And maybe this is common practice for the committee to dispense justice. but anyways, looking at this, I mean, there's so many things wrong. First of all, not being able to hug when you're young. Like your youth, you should be hugging. Hey, dare I say, give someone a kiss.
oh, you're going to get bitten up harder.
Don't come after me. Don't come after me, Student Self-Discipline Committee. But, geez, I mean, this sounds more like a gang than a self-discipline. Well, maybe that's what Self-Discipline Committee means, but wow.
Yeah, I share that geez. And what makes me even more surprised is that the school actually, they did punish the students who beat the male student up. But they also give the male students 10,000 yuan in a very impolite way and basically saying, get out of the school. We don't want you here. We want students who obey the rules, who don't hug people, maybe not hugging tree even, and you should get out of the school. And I think that is totally not right.
Well, here's what I think. I think the school is trying to, like, get the students out of there, but also make it so the students won't, like, say, but you told us to be watching out for this. I think the school's trying to protect its, you know, booty, make sure that no backlash from the media happens, you know? Kick them out, get rid of the problem, but then also pay for, you know, to make sure these guys just don't maybe say anything bad about what the school's self-discipline committee started as, because the organization called the Student Self-Discipline Committee is a kind of organization established by the school and its volunteer students to overlook uncivilized behaviors. This is a culture set up by the school, including such things as hugging, kissing, smoking in public, or using high power electric appliances in the dorms.
That means, huge deal. Okay?
Yeah, you got your rice cooker, eight guys could come beat you up.
Yeah, that's a safety issue,
now,
though.
Here's what if I'm using my rice cooker, giving my girlfriend a kiss while we're hugging and she's smoking? Are we just going to get beaten up by like 36 people? Get them, guys!
It's probably going to be one of those school carnivals, I think, that will be live streamed. Everybody would be saying things to you,
jeez,
reprimanding you, and making sure that this kind of behavior is not condoned.
Needless to say, I would be in big trouble.
Yeah. But it's interesting, who gets to decide on these rules? It sounds like it should be a good thing in theory when students are given the power of autonomy to decide on what is right for us, what is comfortable for us, and you're not just listening from the grown-ups getting orders from them. It seems like the Student Self-Discipline Committee has its role to play, but it seems things could go terribly wrong when it is actually put into action.
Yeah, you know, so I think the culture was established by the school, and then there was just probably no supervision from like an adult or a faculty or staff watching these students. But I don't think students should ever be disciplining other students. You know, in my school, we had what was called ASUNM. It was student governments, but their job was only to protect the rights of the students, to be the voice of the students. So when the school tried to make money by cutting, let's say, half of the math department's funding and giving it to like maybe a sports team, ASUNM would be like, oh, you know, you can't do that. The student government is lobbying, saying that this is our education. Everybody needs math. You can't cut fundamental things we need and give it to a sports team, which is irrelevant for an academic institution to have, you know, not necessarily the most important thing you should be doing or worrying about. But never did they have the right to punish other students, you know, so they could lobby for the students. They can make their voice heard, but I don't think students should ever have the power to punish other students. And just looking at the name of this group, Self-Discipline Committee, that means self without maybe the school, discipline, which means punishment, and committee, a group. So this just sounds like an easy way for a kind of like gang or like little school mafia to form and cause all kinds of problems.
That's also interesting when you highlighted discipline, as discipline can be used in an abusive way, mm-hmm. as this case seemed to have demonstrated. But also, I wonder if this role of punishment was ever part of the protocol of Student Self-Discipline Committee. Maybe this is one of those maybe rare cases of things going terribly wrong when these members of the committee have been overstepping or abusing their power. Because I cannot think of any school or university would endorse the behavior of a group of students
violence,
hitting
yeah.
another student or group of students. So I think with this case, like Ryan said from the beginning, a few things, wrong things, have been added up and made it into the news as we're talking about it today.
Sure. And on top of that, I wanted to say, I feel like some of the rules are set by the university and the students are just being the rule enforcement. And I agree with Ryan completely that students can never... Yeah, it happened. It happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think students should never be on that end of a power structure, because I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there is a very famous experiment conducted by the Stanford University in 1969. So they... excuse me. They found 24 male students and they split them into two groups, 12 students being the marshal in a fake prison and 12 students being the prisoner of the fake prison. So they give the marshal a lot of power. Basically, they can discipline the prisoners whatever they want. And the experiment only lasts for 6 days. You think 6 days is not a long time, but under that absolute power structure, actually all the marshal police students got really violent. And after the 6 days, when they pulled out from the fantasy experiment, it took them a long time to recover from that kind of mentality. So I think having students under a power structure or at the law enforcement end of that structure is really bad for them. And in the future, maybe they lost the ability to tell if the rules are right or wrong, if it's logical, if we should do this at all. And that is really harmful to these self-discipline committee students.
Right. So I think what you're saying is like those who haven't been trained how to wield power should never have it, because
yes.
power corrupts. So you need to be able to, you know, be trained and be able to know how to use the power, how to wield it, you know, because power is such a, it's something that you can just go overboard with so easily, you know. So in this kind of case, you got these students who barely know how to do their laundry without birds building nests in their pants, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Guys that are just trying to figure out their basic hygienic skills. And you're giving them the power, of course something like this is going to happen. So what I think is the university has established a horrible culture in general. These are young kids. You know, young kids, they should be able to at least give each other hugs. And I would say kisses. Those are pretty pretty standard things and nothing I would say uncivilized. It's how all of us got here. So I would say it's pretty civilized. But also, you know, that being said too, so ease the rules back a little bit and get rid of a self-discipline committee, because no student should have the right to discipline another student. That's your job as the school, and you should not be outsourcing to your students. That's just going to cause tons of problems. So you're responsible as well.
I think you've raised two very interesting points. One point that I think is subject to debate is how do you define uncivilized behavior? Mm. Because kissing to you, Ryan...
But in China, you can get married at the age of, 22 if you're a male and 20 if you're a female, right? So
yeah.
Actually, the law says, you can get married at these young ages. Why couldn't you kiss at those ages too?
Yeah, well, also when you get married, you can make love, but why don't you make love in public, right?
Regardless, there's a standard being set by the law saying that kids at these young age that might even be in college can get married. So, of course, this school's kind of stepping their boundaries.
I see where you're coming from, but also I think when we talk about uncivilized behavior or not, it's relative, barring Ryan's...
Hyung doesn't like it when people kiss and hug folks.
Well, I think those are wonderful things to do. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I do have a audience problem that I think sometimes it depends on culture. In certain cultures, it's not that acceptable.
Even a hug?
Certainly, I think...
Well, even a
that's
hug.
A really tough decision to make. See, I am on the fence a little bit because it depends on...
You want a hug?
Now, maybe not that much.
Okay.
So I think that's one thing. And also, who gets to decide on such things? Yes, discipline maybe is something that Ryan is not endorsing very much. But we have other student bodies, they have power. So I think it's not about taking power away from students, but it's about establishing what is the protocol and protection.
All right. I will agree. When I say kissing, I don't mean making out. But giving your girlfriend a peck on the... on the lips before she goes to class, maybe that's relative. I don't think that's so bad, okay? I think that's whatever. But also, a thing like a hug, okay? There's like demonstrations that happen in New York Square where a guy's like, I don't hate you. I'm giving out free hugs. I just want to hug people and make them feel better about their day, you know? And sometimes maybe it's a guy hugging a girl. And so if this is just... I don't think hugs are one of those things. Obviously, the rules are a little too extreme, I think, if most of us can agree that you shouldn't be punishing people hugging each other.
Yeah, I have a different understanding towards this. I myself believe that hugging is totally harmless, but I think the school is being lazy governing their students. I think they're just trying to make the rule very extreme. So even if you break it a little bit, you feel like you're breaking the rule, you're being punished, but you didn't actually make a huge harm to the whole school.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to be smart and lazy at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you sum it up pretty well from Niu Honglin. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.